Yeah, it's a big day for politics in Michigan. Had that call earlier from a young man saying he was going to go out and vote for Bernie Sanders, even though he's not really a Bernie Sanders supporter. But he was going to do that. Felt it was the right thing to do. Felt it was the right thing to do because he wants to keep Bernie viable, keep Bernie alive. So there you go.
One sec, Steve.
Meanwhile, the polling out there.
He's ready.
All indicates that Joe Biden, despite the efforts by some Republicans to vote for Bernie Sanders, I don't know if that gets taken into account. I don't know if that weighs much on the outcome or not. My next guest might have an idea. Steve Mitchell, chairman of Mitchell Research and Communications. Steve, how are you?
I'm terrific. Great to be with you this morning, Steve.
It's been a while since we talked.
Yes.
Wait, what, are you mad at me? I'm just kidding.
Well, I was wondering the same about you.
No, but okay, big day in Michigan for sure. All the polling, yours a little bit more reasonable than one. I saw one that had Joe Biden up by 40-plus points. I'm like, I don't buy that. What was your most recent number?
Well, actually, there have been nine. I was the first one out last night, and since then, eight other polls have come out. I've got Joe Biden winning here by 21 points. I've got the race at Biden at 54 and Sanders at 33. So, I feel pretty confident that it's going to be around those numbers. The numbers vary from one poll has Biden up 8, and that's the smallest margin, and the largest margin is 41 points, as you said earlier. So
yeah.
A pretty wide variety of choices here. Somebody's going to be right, and somebody's going to be wrong on the
well,
poll
that's
here
true.
In Michigan.
You know, well, and I don't mean to, point out the obvious, but I would be remiss if I didn't. And that was the last time that we went through this, of course. It didn't go well for the pollsters. It went well for Bernie Sanders. He upset the apple cart. The last poll I saw 4 years ago, I think from Fox 2 in Detroit, had Hillary up by 27. And there were a lot in that 20 to 27 range. And in the end, Bernie prevailed by a point and a half. Any chance that can happen today? Because, again, I had a call or two earlier saying, hey, we're going to vote for Bernie. You know, we don't support him in the general, but we want to keep him going. Do you think many people do that sort of thing or not?
Actually, what I used in this year's sample was a sample of both Democrats and Republicans, really registered voters here in Michigan. So we wanted to see if we would pick up any of that, and we did not. I think only 3% of the people that we surveyed are Republicans. So there's always people who play mischief. Some people think Warren will be weaker, so they'll vote for her or Sanders. Some people think Biden will be. I think at the end of the day, the Democrats really determine who the Democratic nominee is going to be. We were way off 4 years ago. We blew it. I was one of those that was way off. And the reason was that we had not had a presidential primary in a long time, so we drew a sample based on an August primary when there's not a very big turnout. And that has a lot of older people, all of whom were voting for Clinton, and not very many young people, all of which were voting for Sanders. This year, we know what the turnout's going to look like, and you formulate what your what you believe the turnout is going to be by various age groups. And so, I think that we've taken into account what happened 4 years ago. You learn, and I felt very comfortable. I was the first one out last night or Sunday night with polling, and I just felt I'm in pretty good space at 21%. Those with the numbers showed, and they looked reasonable.
Well, let me ask you this. Steve Mitchell here, chairman of Mitchell Research and Communications, does a lot of polling during these cycles. It's going to be a very busy year for you. It looks like you're going to have some ballot initiatives, a major statewide Senate race, of course, and then, of course, the run for president. All the polling right now, for the most part around the country, shows Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee to me at this point. I realize he doesn't have the delegates yet, but to me, he's trending in that direction. Shows him just slamming Donald Trump, and I talk to people every day, and I've talked to a number of people who didn't vote for Trump the first time that said, I wasn't a believer, but I'm a believer now, and so I question the polling going into the general election because I've never talked to any Republican Trump voter or independent Trump voter who said, I'm upset. I won't vote for him again. They all say they're going to vote for him again. And then I talked to people that didn't vote for him last time that said they will this time. What are your thoughts?
I think that no one has had the support of their party more than Donald Trump. 90% of Republicans approve of the job he's doing. 80% strongly approve of the job that he's doing. When you look at the poll numbers, say, about a month ago, Trump was very strong, even stronger than Barack Obama was at the same point in his presidency. I think you're seeing a real dip right now in Trump's numbers because of the coronavirus. It's impacting everybody's lifestyle. It's impacting the economy. It's impacting everyone's 401k. So I think you look around and you say, oh, this is Trump's fault because he's president. When you're president, bad things happen. Whether you had anything to do with him or not, you take the hit. And I think it's a temporary hit. I suspect this will be over within a few months, and then the economy will start going back up. The stock market will start going up, and then I think the race will tighten.
Yeah, well, the stock market's the futures right now have the stock market back up 1,000 points to start today. So that's brings back half of yesterday's losses. So there you go. And I agree with you. I'm also looking at the numbers, and I follow this pretty closely, Steve. I see the numbers come out of China as far as new cases, 19 yesterday. In a country of a billion people, they had a total of 19 new cases. The cases are also coming down quickly in South Korea, another place where we can trust the numbers. Italy, a different thing. And we'll see how it plays out. We know we've got pockets of it here in America. What's it going to mean? I think it means a year from today, Steve, that cruise ships will be the safest place on the planet, and they'll be really cheap. That's what I think it means.
I think now's the time to buy your airline stocks
exactly.
and your cruise ship stuff. Buying Carnival because, I mean, cruise ships, because of the novel virus and other things, have worked very hard on making sure that they have very sanitary conditions. Right now, of course, nobody wants to be stuck out there for 14 days in a quarantine period, so it's going to be a difficult time for that segment of the economy. Yeah. But the economy will bounce back, Steve.
I agree with that. Like an optimist, Steve, I always like an optimist. As we go forward with all of this, I'm sure you and I will have plenty of conversation. So I appreciate you stopping in, and we'll talk soon.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Steve Mitchell, everybody, Mitchell Research. He stands by his numbers, plus 21, he says. He said Joe Biden's going to win this in a walk-away. We'll see. We will see. If you'd like to do me a favor, here's what you can do today. I want you to tell me about a great partner here at the program, Paycheckology. And it's an opportunity for you to learn more, especially in these turbulent times. The stock market's up, the stock market's down. What's going on? Well, do this. Open your phone or get online on your computer. Go to paychecktalk.com. That's paychecktalk.com, excuse me. Right at the top, you'll see a button that says subscribe. If you click that button today and sign up for the free, and again, the word is free, Paycheckology newsletter, you'll be subscribing to the newsletter and supporting the Steve Gruber Show at the same time. You'll also get absolutely free these newsletters that have great state and national stories. Trust me, you're going to like what you find. PaycheckTalk.com, PaycheckTalk.com. And if you do it right now, you'll get a free shirt to boot and help the program. How much can I give you at one time? PaycheckTalk.com from the Steve Gruber Show.
As a small business owner, I was never able to offer my employees a 401k plan. I had all the basic concerns. My business is too small, a plan would cost too much, I don't have the staff to handle all the paperwork and administrative duties. Then came the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k plan. This plan is ideal, and it's administered through a trusted Michigan bank, TriStar Trust Bank out of Flint. The financial wealth experts at TriStar handle all necessary paperwork, fiduciary responsibilities, and administrative details. This saves me time and worries, and I feel confident I'm providing my employees solid financial stability. They focus on what they do best, which allows me to focus on my customers and employees. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.